Okay, so when I was thinking about Christmas, there's one about 15 years ago when I graduated college. I moved to Japan, actually, and taught English over there for a couple of years. I was like, oh, I want to be independent, move halfway around the world, and I ended up in Japan. And for Christmas, we got 2 weeks off, so we decided, a friend of mine who was also a teacher, we were going to go to Thailand. We went to the island of Koh Samui off the coast of Thailand, beautiful little island, and we were very, very excited because, you know, this was our first Christmas away from home. We were feeling very young and independent, and Christmas Eve, we decided to go out for this incredible, amazing dinner. We're by the sea, the full moon is out, it's a gorgeous, gorgeous night. It's like 90 degrees, and we order great seafood, lobster, shrimp, all this wonderful, wonderful food. We end up, you know, the night with lots of cocktails. There might have been some skinny dipping under the full moon. It was definitely a fun holiday, and something a little different than the one we used to have here in Baltimore. But on Christmas morning, I wake up, and I'm lying in my little hut under my mosquito netting with this bamboo kind of little shack on poles that's not far from the beach off, you know, this little place in Thailand. And I start to smell something that really was not a pleasant Christmas morning smell. Yeah. Usually you get turkey and wonderful things cooking in the oven. This was definitely not a pleasant smell. And I look over, and my friend Danielle is not in her bed under her mosquito netting, and I hear some very horrible noises coming from the little bathroom over in the corner. And she had gotten terrible, terrible, terrible case of food poisoning. And I feel so bad for her. It's our first Christmas away, and you know, and as I'm sitting there feeling bad for her, I start to realize I'm not feeling so good either. And you know, very shortly, we both realized that that wonderful seafood we enjoyed the night before was just not agreeing with either one of us. So we are in and out of our little bathroom. Now, I have to explain to you the word bathroom in a little Thai hut, what that's like. It's actually, you know, barely a door that's a bamboo door, and then two slats and kind of a hole and what looked like, we thought, plumbing that went somewhere. And we are in and out of that bathroom all day long. And by the end of the 90-degree day, we realize that there is really no plumbing that goes anywhere other than a hole in the underneath our little bamboo hut. So my friend Danielle and I are spending that Christmas really just not very happy, and we will forevermore call that day the day of the Christmas stink. And it was just really not a fun day, and I like to tell my parents that Christmas without them, Christmas without being home, really just plain stinks. So thanks.
Leslie Lloyd.